and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, welcome back to my YouTube channel. I'm so excited that you're here. I typically talk a lot about a fixed versus a growth mindset, and I have been having a lot of conversations, and I've had a lot of questions about a scarcity versus an abundance mindset. And so today, and possibly the next on Thursday, I'm going to talk a little bit about, like, what does it mean to have an abundance mindset, and what is a scarcity mindset, and then how do we navigate that, and why is it important to know what type of mindset you have, and is one better than the other? I hope you already can notice, like, a scarcity mindset versus an abundance mindset. Already you can tell that there's, like, who wants to live in scarcity? Who wants to live believing that there's an end to things, and that if, and then one of the things, like, let's just start off talking, let's define what these two mindsets are. And then I'll share later, probably next podcast, I'll talk about, like, one of the questions that really sparked this conversation, and really looking at, like, why it's important to know and to identify. So today, my goal is, let's talk about what a scarcity mindset is versus an abundance mindset. And let's talk about how you can determine which one you have. And the other part is, don't feel guilty if you have a scarcity mindset. I've had a scarcity mindset for a while. Like, I spent much of my life with a scarcity mindset. And what it really means is, like, a scarcity mindset is rooted in the belief that everything is limited. So let's take success for one. If one person has success, that means someone else has to fall. I don't want to say fail, because again, success and failure are not opposites. They are the same. But for someone to be elevated, someone has to be pushed down. So in order for someone to go up, then someone else needs to, like, well, lose. Same with resources, that resources are limited. And we do know that there are some limited resources. We know, like, fossil fuels, we know that those are limited. We don't know how limited they are. We don't know. But then there's other resources, like solar is abundant. Like, it is more abundant in some areas, but overall, we know that every day the sun is going to come up. Maybe a cloudy day, so maybe covered, but still, like, we, and maybe in the desert, it's a little brighter, stronger than, say, in the mountains, just because there's more, you know, well, mountains covering it, right? But there's still that abundance. So I want you to think about that, is the scarcity is that everything is limited, like resources, opportunities, happiness. Like, there's only so much. It's all finite. And for one person to gain it, another person has to lose it. And when you have a scarcity mindset, you tend to focus on the limitations and obstacles rather than, like, opportunities. And you have more of a competitive spirit. And I'm going to use that word because that's one of the questions that I'm going to answer in the next podcast, is what is, you know, how do you balance competitiveness and abundance? Because I'm a very competitive person, typically with myself, but, like, get me into some sports and I want to win. And in order to win, someone else has to lose. Or do they? Like, let's, anyway, it's a little teaser for the next podcast. But today, I really, let's go back to scarcity mindset has a an envy or bitterness about others' successes because they feel like others have been given the opportunity to succeed and you haven't. Viewing life as a zero-sum game where the success of others leads that diminishes their chances. You see this a lot with like celebrities and things, and you're like, you think that, I know that I was reading, and I'm not a big on pop culture. Like, I'm not really, like, I love music, but I don't really follow a lot of the drama and different things. And I remember reading about, you know, like, because Taylor Swift right now is really big in the media. And I actually started researching and reading a little bit about her life and some of the things she's done. And it's been, she's used her voice. She's used her notoriety to do some really great things. One of the things they were talking about is her and Beyonce and how they have a mutual respect for each other. And I thought that was, it's like, it's odd. I was like, why wouldn't they? It's odd that they, you know, like that's the crazy part. It's like, well, why wouldn't they have a mutual respect? They're in the same industry. But then it just dawned on me, it's like, oh, because like if one of them, and this happens in so many things, is if one person succeeds, that means one person has to diminish. And so meaning like the rise of Taylor Swift, does that lead to the diminish of Beyonce? Well, they have very different focuses. They have very different followings, but then, you know, you do have the same, like both of them, but one, the rise of one and the success of one does not diminish the success of the rise of the other. And the fact that they have mutual respect and that they see each other as allies instead of competitors. And again, this is pop culture. This is, I don't know if this is true or not. This is speculation. I haven't seen anything or heard anything from them, but it does seem from some of the quotes that were listed that it is, that they do have this mutual respect. And that's the idea of the abundance mindset. The scarcity would mean if one person, this is why it was the article took the stance of, wow, what amazing women, because they build each other up versus, you know, tear each other down. Because in the age of, you know, Real Housewives, I watched glimpses, like clips of that. I think I maybe watched like 30 minutes of one of the episodes in like a hotel or something. And it's all about the, you know, it's competitive. It's one wants something the other has, or they're catty and they talk about each other. And that was what they were talking about in this article, is how you don't see Taylor Swift talking bad about Beyonce. You don't see Beyonce talking bad about Taylor Swift. It's just, you just don't see that. And I was like, well, why is that such a out of the norm? Like, why do we feel like in order to rise, someone else has to fall? And so, and it goes into this scarcity versus abundance mindset. And so others, hoarding resources, like whether it's money or time or even emotional energy, out of fear that these resources will run out. Now, emotional energy is such a unique thing, because time is one resource. Time is our most precious resource, in my opinion. It's the one resource, it's the great equalizer, in that every day we each get the same amount of minutes and the same amount of seconds. We get to choose how we use our time. But this emotional energy, like, even there's times that like I'm emotionally drained by the end of the day. And so even like hoarding that and like protecting our emotional energy and not being as empathetic or not being as giving out of fear that, okay, like I need to have some more that emotional energy, which I realize that there's always more. I may need to rest. I may need to take a beat. I may need to retreat for a little while. But there's still that emotional energy. And it's like you up and down the same. And then also like an attribute. Yeah, let's use that word. An attribute of scarcity mindset is like decision paralysis, fearing that one choice limits other things. You might lead to missing out on something better, that FOMO, that the fear of missing out. Like if you don't do everything, you're going to miss out on everything or miss out on opportunities. And the struggle with sharing freely, whether it's, you know, resources, but even joy, like even sharing joy, because you're afraid that if you share it, or there won't be enough. Like have you ever experienced like someone who is really experiencing joy, and then you kind of get a little envious or a little like fear, that fear of, am I ever going to experience that too? So that's the scarcity mindset. And so that is, and we'll talk here in a few minutes about some signs. So don't feel bad. I believe that in general, I think our brains want to put us in the scarcity mindset, in this hoarding, and then this like protection. It really is a protection that our brain puts us into for scarcity. But let's talk about abundance mindset for a moment, because it means that there's plenty to go around. And I keep thinking of the verse where God talks that he will do exceedingly more than we can think of ourselves. So this abundance, this means that it's a never-ending well. It is a limitless possibilities and opportunities and resources. And when someone gets an opportunity, do you hear that? I think someone is either racing or there's some yard work going on. Hopefully it's not too loud for you, but it sounds like a chainsaw or something. Anyway, I digress. Let me get back focused. Let me look at my notes here for a moment and let's get back to this abundance mindset. But there's opportunities are limitless, that you see when someone gets an opportunity, instead of seeing it as an envy or a jealousy or a that's less for me, but seeing if it's possible for them, it's possible for me too. And individuals with abundant mindset tend to see opportunities within opportunities. They focus on potential growth. So this is part of these, like abundance mindset is a growth mindset, and believe in the possibility of win-win outcomes. And they operate under the assumption that success does not have to come at the expense of others. For you to succeed, for you to gain something, doesn't mean I need to lose something. And this comes, you know, with money and resources and time and energy. And instead of, and it's the abundance is, you know, the rising tide rises all ships. When I win, then I can make space for others around me to win too. I can bring them up with me. I don't have to fear that this win it's my one shot. Or when I look at one of my friends who are really experiencing some wins in their lives, I don't have to fear that that means there's less for me. It's operating under the assumption that there's not a limited amount of success in the world. It allows for creativity and growth and scrappiness, because, you know, like my success, and it's one of the things that God, I've been reading about how God wants us to talk about what he's doing in our lives. And that's something that and even this shows my scarcity mindset, is God has done some amazing things in my life the last couple of years. And I haven't openly shared some of the things. Or I will downplay, or I will talk about, like, I'll scratch the surface, because I really do believe it is from God. Like, I have no doubt. But I didn't want you to feel like it, you know, I didn't want you to feel jealous or envious of things that were going on in my life. And that's something that, so today in the sermon at church, they were talking about how when we have this good news, we should want to share it. And that's where it's like this scarcity mindset of, I have this abundance mindset for myself that I know that when I look at my friends' achievements, that I can get excited for them and I'm really happy for them and I want them to succeed. And then turn that around to, I almost was hoarding or some of, you know, protecting some of these things, these good things in my life, because I didn't want people to think that I was arrogant or prideful or, sorry about that, the dogs are barking. I felt almost like that jealousy. I didn't want you to think that, one, it came easily, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, can you envision? And again, I'm leaving a lot out here because I do feel like this is one of the things that God's going to have me share is some of the, you know, talk about the good things in my life. I talk about some of the hard things and I do that. And it's even hard sometimes to talk about the hard things because I don't want you to think that life is all hard. Life is hard. We go through some trials. But when we have a scarcity mindset, when I felt like sharing some good things that were happening to me would diminish some of the, like, I was choosing for you something that's not my choice to make. I talk all the time. I tell the kids, like, this is not a story you get to tell. And I was making a choice for you that I was downplaying some of the abundance that's happened in my life. And again, that meant that when I did that, it's like that abundance came from me or was in out of my effort. And it's not. It's out of obedience. It's out of God's abundance, love, and grace. And I'm just being honest here. It's one of those I've wrestled with a little bit because I don't want to seem like, oh, look at me. And the same way God has been on my heart to show the kids some of the fun things that it is to be an adult. One is I'm going on a vacation without them. Grandparents are going to come to visit. And at this point, I'm still working out which grandparents are coming, but I'm going on a vacation without them because sometimes it's good to get away from the kids. I have poured into them so much and I love them dearly. And they know, I haven't decided where I'm going. Like it could just be, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to go hiking or something. Who knows? But I needed to show them what it was like that I work hard and it's okay for them, you know, to do things without them. You know, they're teenagers and they're starting to do things more and more without me, which is great. But I needed to model for them that they're not the center of my world and not everything they get. And so just like God had shown me that it is okay to not have them experience everything and to leave some of that for when they become an adult, they get to do that as well. It's this abundance of, I also get to share some of the amazing things. I can share the trials that I went through, but I also, just like with Job, and had this life after all of his struggles, all of this trial that, I mean, honestly, it was God who put him through. His life was, the latter was better than the former. And an abundance mindset is part of that, is you feel grateful and appreciative for what you have. And I do. I'm so grateful. And I know that it's this contentment and this happiness, this joy that I feel day to day when I am, there are some struggles with the kids and with them teenagers and them trying to figure out the world. And if I make choices for other people, that's out of scarcity. So, and the abundance of sharing knowledge and sharing recognition and realizing it's not all up to me, but I can show you, I can share with you what I did to get it and not fear, because I know. And again, you can do the same exact things as me and get different results because we're different people. We have different strengths. We have different goals. We have different motivations. But I can share freely the struggles and the good things because we need to see all of that. It is, over the last couple of years, I've really taken to, like, I really work on celebrating other people's wins. I talked about how I get to celebrate my clients' wins and how would they share that. Like, I enjoy those just as much as my own wins. Because I know what their struggle is to get it. I know the effort they put in to see and to recognize. And so when they freely do that, I can get so excited with them. And this abundance mindset means We get to share. And it's not, we're not individuals. We don't have to do this alone. This is about, if you win, then I get to win too. I get to share that. I get to see it. I get to be motivated by it. And it's the embracing the challenges and the failures and the opportunities to learn, to grow, instead of seeing them all as setbacks. When I am struggling and I see my friend succeeding, I get to use that to motivate myself, to see the growth, to ask her, hey, what's your secret? I don't have to feel like, well, no wonder why, because she's, you know, something magnificent has happened to her and it's, and she's taken all of the resources. No, it's that abundance of there's more to come. If I succeed, you can do it too, because there's nothing special about me. There is, I'm persistent and I am pushy and I am stubborn and I just don't give up. And that's, you can have all of those too. The same as with when you succeed, I can use that as a, okay, like if they can do it, so can I. If they can step into their purpose, they can live their purpose, then I get to do that too. And so some of the signs, let's look at the, like, and I'm going to close with this and then I'll talk the next podcast about ways to cultivate an abundance mindset. But some of the signs are the fear of failure. If you see failure as a setback rather than a learning opportunity, or if you see it's leading to, like, you avoid failure at all costs, that is a scarcity mindset. I spent many years, many, many years of my life trying not to fail. And even with my son, I see that that's what his goal is, to not fail. And I'm just like, that is such a, he's so far away from failing that he's putting himself there. He's putting himself, pushing himself back, because instead of the fear of succeeding, like that, and I honestly, sometimes I do think it's actually the fear of success that's stopping him versus the fear of failure. Like he's almost putting himself into that, not preconceived notion, that self-fulfilling prophecy. Whereas if I fail, see, I fail, I can't do it. But that fear of failure, seeing it as a setback rather than a learning opportunity, that remember that failure and success are partners, that safety is actually the opposite of success. Then envy, like feeling envious or resentful when other people achieve success, even if it's in an area that you desire. Like that's that you see it in that you see them, like, and it's interesting because this world, this coaching industry is definitely saturated. There are so many coaches, and you don't have to have any credentials in order to be a coach. And that's one of the areas I see some coaches who are extremely successful monetarily. But I also see that they still leave a lot of room for transformation. Like but they're not getting the transformation. It's just that promise of it. And feeling envious of that. I'm like, no, that's not. It's there's, we have to protect ourselves from that. Like feeling envy, because I don't know what they're doing, the transformation they're getting. I know, what I know is what God's told me to do, what he's told me to learn, what he's told me and what he's revealed to me. And so when I feel envious towards somebody else, it's a gut check for myself. Why? An overemphasis on limitations. When I look at limitations versus possibilities, I know that's a sign for me. When I look at all the reasons why I can't do something versus all the opportunities and all the ways to get scrappy and to figure and be persistent, I know that scarcity mindset, that safety mindset is coming in. The feeling that you're never enough. Man, this one I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to, because I really do want to get through these. And just, and then leave you with some positive. Like I want to, like these signs of the scarcity mindset, the safety mindset, the protection mindset. These are all, this all kind of falls under this scarcity mindset. But I do believe that it's more to keep ourselves safe and protected. And because if versus risky and exciting and like growth and trying new things. Because if we're scarce, if we feel fear, then we're less likely to, or if we embrace the fear, we have a fear of failure, a fear of this short-term thinking, then, well, we're less likely to do something, try out of our comfort zone, and we will live more in this uncomfortable fear, this comfortable discomfort that we know and we become accustomed to. But okay, so never enough. Like we feel like there's never enough to go around. We feel like we're constantly worrying about lacking resources. Like it's even with time or energy or money, it's just that never enough to do what you want. The decision paralysis that I talked about is struggling on making decisions due to the fear of making the wrong choice. We make wrong choices all the time. You don't know until you actually make the choice. This is one reason why I don't believe in regrets, because you're not going to choose wrong intentionally. Well, sometimes I guess we do, but that again, self-fulfilling prophecy. We make a choice not trusting ourselves. But struggling to make a decision out of fear of making the wrong choice and losing out or missing out, that is a scarcity mindset. Short-term thinking, prioritize immediate gains versus long-term benefits. So, you know, this talking to my kids and how like saving for the future, and you know, if your only priority is here and now, it's a very scarce mindset. It's that living paycheck to paycheck, and I know many of you are doing that, but know that that is a scarcity mindset. That there's things that you can do that you can even do short term to help you in the long term get out of that way of living. But the short term thinking of this is the way it's going to be, I only make decisions for right now, it's a scarcity mindset, and there's ways to get out of that. Difficulty sharing. I know that this generation calls it gatekeeping, where we keep information hidden because we're reluctant to share it, or because if everyone knows how to do this, then they won't need me. Or if I'm sharing these resources with others, there won't be enough to go around, or I will be forgotten. So if you gatekeep, or if you hide some information, just like today, we just sharing the good news, sharing the good things that happens to you. Like and again, that's why I said, like when I was thinking about this, it's like, man, Tammy, that's so scarce. Like, share the good news, because if I share it, then you can see what's possible. And again, like I'm not special in all these ways. Like I'm not like some ordained, like, oh, all the blessings will be poured upon Tammy and no one else. No, if it's true for me, it's true for you as well. And then this one, constant comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy. When we look at what others have, we don't see the patchwork and we didn't see the effort and the hustle, the mistakes, where they clawed to make something happen. We just see their end results. That is constantly comparing oneself to others, leading to a feeling of inadequacy and bitterness. Like that is a sign of scarcity mindset. And then also one that I know that, just stick with me for a moment, but this neglecting self-care, this neglecting the whole self-care, thus neglecting yourself, sacrificing personal well-being for the sake of helping others, even if we do this to our kids, is we will give them everything we got and neglect our own needs, neglect our health, neglect our even our clothes. Like how many, there was time I have things in my closet that I had since my daughter, like after I was pregnant with my daughter, like there's just some shirts and I'm like, man, I need to, that's looking old. And I know it's clothes, but that self-care of taking care of the things that we need, because we don't deserve it. Or we feel like if I use it for them or if I use it for me, there's less for them. And this is another area where me going away, going on a vacation. So it's because typically when I go away from my kids, it's for work. Like I don't have to feel guilty about it because it's work, it's paying the bills. And this one is like, no, it's for pure pleasure. It is like exciting. And we're going to go exploring. We're going to go do something fun. And yeah, like I didn't invite the kids with me. Again, I don't know where we're going. I don't know. It's just a couple of days. So we're not going far, but still it's that, because that's self-care. I've sacrificed for them and I would do it again in a heartbeat. But there's things that I sacrificed that were actually not good. Like sacrificing all of my time to where I made sure, like I didn't even have any hobbies for years because I made sure that they had all of the hobbies. And now I look at what some of the actions and things that they say, and I realize that by giving them everything, there's that entitlement that comes in. And that's what I like, I'm seeing glimpses and I'm like, no, not on my watch. And because it is like, we want to be taken care of, and kids are selfish. Like that's part of being a parent, is to teach them how to give. And there are some kids, you're right, that they really have that heart of giving. But overall, as humans, we're kind of selfish. But neglecting self-care, sacrificing personal well-being for the sake of saving others or because you don't feel like you deserve it, that is a scarcity mindset. Because if I use this, then others can't. That's why I'm not going to take what I don't deserve this because someone else deserves it. That is not a sign of abundance. So let's just talk about like two ways right now that we can cultivate abundance mindset. This podcast went a little bit longer than I expected, but it's such an important thing. And I wanted to really give you a lot of examples of scarcity, because this is something that even in my own life, there's still elements and I'm like, no, Tammy, not today. Like, how can I turn this into an abundant mindset? And gratitude. It's not cliche, folks. We do not practice gratitude enough. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, fostering a sense of abundance. And even if you are living paycheck to paycheck, and you're in that, and that's, you want to change that short-term thinking and prioritizing these immediate gains, and you want more of the long-term, like you want you want to be able to go on a vacation for pleasure, not just work, is that practice the gratitude. At the end of the day, what are you grateful for? Because gratefulness, this gratitude shifts your thinking into, like, instead of from what you lack to what you have. So even if you are living paycheck to paycheck, what do you have? Do you have a job that allows you paychecks? Do you have a roof over your head that provides safety? Do you have goals? What skills do you hold? So there's so many things that we can be grateful for. Is there someone in your life who pours into you? And are there the family, friends, your kids, like grateful? Like, I am learning a lot from my teenagers. I'm learning a lot of things to say and not say. I have to learn how to, like, the amount of emotional levelness that I have to have with dealing with my two very intense kids. Like, I have to regulate my emotions. And so being able, like, learning how to do that on a day-to-day basis. Like, I don't have to like regulate, so I don't have as many highs or lows. Like, when I'm helping them learn how to regulate theirs, like, I'm really grateful for that opportunity. And then also celebrating other successes. When you want to get out of depression, when you want to you want to feel more abundant, go and look at the good things your friends are going through. Look at the good things that they are gaining, and celebrate them. Actively celebrate the achievement of others. This helps practice like the diminished feeling of envy, and it opens your heart to the joy of abundance. Ask them questions, reinforcing that it's not finite. Like, if they have success, that just opening the door for you as well. It's just giving you another opportunity. It's giving you another view of what it could be. And so those are the two things. Like, if you want to cultivate, if you want to start this abundance mindset, and I'll have a few more ways for you with the next podcast. But and I'm going to talk more about competition and an abundant mindset next. But I just wanted to define it. And I wanted to show that you're not stuck with a scarcity mindset. It also doesn't change without intention, without effort, and without acknowledging, like, holy cow, I was overemphasizing the limitations that I had with this problem versus the opportunities and possibilities that I could overcome. This, I see all the ways that I couldn't make it happen instead of the ways of, okay, how do I get scrappy? that. And when I was looking at, again, the abundance, the joy, the blessings that have been poured over me in the last couple of years, and not sharing them and showing what's possible, it's because I felt that, well, if, and even if it, and completely wrong in that, well, if I had it, I don't want you to feel envious of it. Part of that because, do I deserve this? Well, no, I actually don't feel like I deserve a lot of it. I feel like God's grace has given it to me. And so if I didn't deserve it, I couldn't tell you exactly how I earned it. Then how could I make it available to you? Well, God said, Tammy, I make it available to everybody, not you. And so that just showed, like, okay, Tammy, it's time to switch that. So know that you cultivate it. This is a way of really stepping into this abundance mindset. It's like it's a journey in itself. And as I look at these, and I listed 10 things, 10 signs of a scarcity mindset, like as I acknowledge and I identify those, then I can ask myself, okay, how can I be grateful and how can I celebrate other people? And those help me get out of all of those scarcity mindset like signs. And that's what I have for you today. Like if I keep going, I'm going to go into next week's, and this is already a really long podcast. But I think it's important because as we go into this world, because our world preaches that there's limited and the success is, you know, you have the have and have nots. God says he is willing to give you more abundantly than you can ever imagine. We just get to accept it. We get to live into it. We get to believe it. And that's part of that abundance, is abundant mindset, is believing that there's more for us. That someone else's success does not mean that there's not enough for us. So I would love to talk to you about how to cultivate this abundance mindset. And I would love for you to get on my calendar. Let's talk about what living your purpose is, because this is one area, if someone's living your purpose, their purpose, and it's similar to yours, it doesn't mean that your purpose is less valuable or less needed. It means that there's room at the table. It means that if they've proven the concept, and we need you to step into your light and your purpose and calling, and we need you to experience joy so that way we can have that ripple effect. So friend, like, get on my calendar. Let's talk about what's possible if you have when you cultivate, not if, when you cultivate this abundance mindset that is right there for you. And again, like going through and just asking yourself, okay, what part of my life am I living in scarcity and what am I living in abundance? And how can I put more in that abundance side? So contact me, look in the show notes, get on my calendar and let's talk. And I cannot wait to just share and see the opportunities that are waiting for you, the opportunities that God's holding right in front of you that you just haven't been able to see yet. All right, with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. Bye.